Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans. Welcome to episode 185 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler. I'm your host. Sorry for the surprise no episode last week. Things got busy, and I was on the road a little bit, so was not able to get it done. Also, have not had the best luck with guests this year, but that's okay. We push forward. We got a good show for everybody today. Excited to be back in the saddle. So let's jump straight into it by starting with the breakdown, and the breakdown is presented by First Bank. First Bank is the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. So obviously you're going to start talking about the American Raptors. It's been pretty quiet on the Raptors front, as you can imagine. Season's over, quiet summertime. Kind of gearing up for what's next in the fall. I know they have a camp coming up in about a month. Scott hinted at that, so we'll try to get somebody on to talk about that. But the only real piece of Raptors news is that Line Lati was named to the 2023 Super Rugby America's First 15 at fullback. This is not a huge surprise, as he was one of the more consistent performers throughout the season. Really had a hold on the spot all year long. If you recall, he made the first 15 at fullback for the first half of the season. He made the first 15 at fullback for the second half of the season, so it would only make sense. It would be more shocking if he didn't win the honor of first 15 at the fullback for an entire season. That wouldn't add up. The math would not be there. So not a big surprise there, but it's cool nonetheless to see a Raptor represented in that squad, which is good for the club, good for Line. He's a rising star. Like, he's on a, you know, he can do what he pleases. I really do think he's going to make the USA Eagles here coming up this summer and into the fall, and he's a rocket to the moon right now. So congrats to Line. That kind of does it for the Raptors news. Like I said, it's been pretty quiet around here, but we got a lot of current and former Raptors competing in Premier Rugby Sevens, which got going last weekend in Austin, Texas. So I went through, picked out anybody that ever played for the Raptors within the last few years, right? There's a few more on there that you can include, but I really went with some more recent Raptors. So I didn't include any Glendale / Colorado Raptors. I included a couple Exos and some American Raptors, and I'll take you through team by team all the people that I picked out. Don't think I missed anybody. I double-checked my work, but things happen, you know. So starting with the Golden State Retrievers, we've got Ty Enosa. He was a very brief American Raptor in the fall of 2021, and he went on the tour to Uruguay as well, the first South American excursion. So we got Ty Enosa and Daytwan Sheridan, who was the leading try scorer, co-leading try scorer, I should say, of the American Raptors 2023 Super Rugby America season with 4. Those two guys are on the Golden State Retrievers. On the SoCal Loggerheads, we've got Patrick Madden, who is actually captaining that side. He was an American Raptor this year. Got some run at fly half and fullback there a little bit this season. And the Rocky Mountain Experts, we have Watson Flikitonga. He's the other co-try-scoring leader of the American Raptors this season. Also scored 4 tries. He played in Premier Rugby Sevens last year as well. and maybe the year before too. I know last year for sure. The New York locals, we got Samu Smith. Samu Smith, another guy, got a lot of run this year. He scored two tries, I believe. On the Texas team, we have Daquan Patton. He was an original XO guy, played through with the American Raptors. I believe that he is no longer on the team as of midway through last season. We got Line Latu, of course. We just talked about him. And we got Jerome Nale, who was another addition to the Raptors this year. He is a traditional Sevens guy. He came from the Sevens program, kind of came to this program to put on a little weight and just kind of see what he could do. I think he played one match for the Raptors. He played right at the end, and he actually scored some points. He kicked a drop goal. But he made the dream team in Austin last weekend for the Premier Rugby Sevens, so he's off to a hot start in the tournament. On the Southern headliners, we got Tommy Clark, who was another new Raptor this season. He played a lot throughout the 2023 season. And then the Pittsburgh Steel Toes, we got Sean Clark, we got Campbell Johnstone, we got Malik Bryant, who was an original XO guy. And then I put Mickey Bateman on there, but he was a Glendale Raptor, so we'll keep that off. If we're including Glendale Raptors, we got Harley Davidson on the New York locals as well, and Cody Melfi, who is playing for the headliners, I believe. So a lot of guys you could be rooting for. If you don't have a team like me, you should be able to find a team to cheer for, which cheer for players, whatever works for you. Hopefully that is a guide so that you can enjoy some Premier Rugby Sevens this weekend as the Eastern Conference headliner gets rolling. Wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't forget to mute my computer. Sorry about that. We'll jump into All the Rugby You Could Watch This Weekend now. All the Rugby You Could Watch This Weekend is brought to you by Wintergreen. Wintergreen loves rugby and wants to support USA Rugby's mission of uniting an inclusive, passionate rugby community to grow the sport of rugby in America. Wintergreen gels, creams, sprays, and soaks are made with wintergreen oils and other therapeutic natural oils that help to soothe and support sore muscles and joints to keep you at your best. Visit wintergreensport.com to purchase the products you need to help you prepare to win. Starting off with Major League Rugby, we got two playoff matches this weekend. We got the Houston Sabercats and Seattle Seawolves taking each other on the Western Conference Eliminator Saturday at 4 p.m. You can catch that on Fox Sports 2. And on Sunday, we got Old Glory D.C. at New York Ironworkers in the Eastern Conference Eliminator. That's Sunday, at 4 p.m. That one is also on Fox Sports 2. We've got the Curry Cup Finals, Free State Cheetahs versus Pumas on Saturday at 8 a.m. That one's on Flow Rugby. We got Allianz Premier 15's final, Gloucester Harpury Women's RFC versus Exeter Chiefs Women on Saturday at 8:30 a.m. Catch it on Premier15s.com. Super Rugby Grand Final, we got the Chiefs versus Crusaders on Saturday at 1 a.m. Mountain Time. Catch that one on Flow Rugby as well. And then we got the Premier Rugby Sevens, as we already touched on. This is the Western Conference kickoff. Eastern Conference kickoff was last week on Saturday at 4 p.m. This one looks like it's broadcast on Tubi. I watched last week's Eastern Conference kickoff on CBS Sports, so I'm not sure. I think it's going to be on Tubi. It was also on YouTube a little bit, too. I don't know if that's going to be the case as well. But I think that does it for all the rugby you can watch this weekend. Let's move into the interview portion of the show. This interview with Sean Clark's brought to you by O'Neill's. O'Neill's is the official sportswear supplier to the biggest teams in World Rugby, Infinity Park, and the American Raptors. Shop apparel now at O'Neill's.com. That's O-N-E-I-L-L-S.com. Pleased to be joined by Sean Clark on this week's episode. Always enjoy talking to Sean. Last time I spoke with Sean on the podcast was right before the season started. I think it was back in January. And obviously a lot's changed since then. But Sean's a busy man. He's had a bunch of rugby opportunities present themselves. And what I like about Sean and what I like about all these XO guys that really have picked up the sport of rugby is just how quick they are to say yes to things. They don't turn a lot of things down, which is a hard thing to do, you know, because it's scary, right? It's unknown. Sean, you know, mentioned about not being super interested in playing last year in this competition. And he gets an invite and does it. So, like I said, always good chatting with Sean. It's good to hear his opinions, his perspective on the 2023 Super Rugby America season. And now, you know, being in PR7s, get his perspective on that as well. And I hope you enjoy this conversation with American Raptors forward, Sean Clark. All right, pleased to be joined on the show again. My friend Sean Clark, American Raptor forward, currently playing in Premier Rugby 7s. That's easy for me to say, Sean. Sean, how's it going?
Doing well, Colin. Thanks for having me on again, brother.
Of course, man. Always good talking to you. Got a lot to dive into, Sean. It's been, you know, I think I had you on in January, so we're like halfway through the year, a little biannual check-in. What have these last few weeks been like for you since the Super Rugby America season ended?
You know, it's just been a lot of TLC, just taking time for myself, trying to get the body back healthy, and really just enjoying these the days and trying to get the most out of it. You know, it's been it was a long 6 months for the Super Rugby season, but yeah, it's really just been about trying to enjoy these last few weeks.
Yeah, I would say, and I was gonna say off season, but you haven't really had one because you kind of jump right back into playing more rugby as it goes. But just wanted to touch on Super Rugby Americas a little bit before we talk about PR7s. How was your experience, this season so far? Like, was it what you expected? I'm just kind of interested in hearing about your perspective of this whole season back in the spring.
Yeah. I mean, I think going into the Super Rugby season, no one really, we didn't have a true idea of what the play was going to be like, what the competition was going to be like. We knew it was going to be good, right? We're playing international competition. We're playing, Argentinian U23 teams, 80% your the other national teams, of Uruguay, Chile, Brazil. So week in, week out, we got great competition. But, heading into it, we had no clue what we were getting ourselves into. Mm-hmm. And I think the overall, the biggest thing and biggest takeaway from us and this year was that this is 100% the top competition in North America. And playing in the MLR, it's a completely different game, mm-hmm. Compared to this. So, this kind of brought a more international style of rugby to it. There's a lot more kicking, a lot more set piece.
Yeah.
And just a kind of a whole different flow to the game. And, it's something I personally loved. It allowed for a lot of action, a lot of fun plays to be made. And I think just overall, it was a fantastic experience. But like I said, going into this, we had no idea what was to come. We had no idea what to expect. And, I'm proud of the guys for, figuring a way out to perform this year and going, level headed and just ready to work.
Yeah. And it's interesting you say that it's different from MLR. You obviously played for the Jackals last year. And you've been involved in the, USA Men's National Sevens, high performance camps and stuff. So you have a good idea of high level rugby. And you touched on a little bit in terms of the kicking and the set pieces, but is there anything else that just really sticks out to you about why it was so different? And I've said this before when I've talked to a couple of your teammates that have played in MLR as well. It did. It looked different. Like, I've watched enough rugby that this competition looked different. This just didn't look like something I'd seen before in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'd have to agree with you again there as well. And I would say that the difference is that how much pride each of those players played for, mm-hmm. from their teams. And, it's like they're playing for their country for every single week, like week in and week out. And I think that shows on the field. They play a very well-rounded game, every team in this league. Even Brazil going out there playing spirited every week, maybe they got, blown out a few times, but played some really tough games. And then we play them twice in two, unreal games.
Yeah.
And they were just guys, sitting at the bottom of the league, really we were at the bottom of the league the whole year. Right. But mm-hmm. sitting at the bottom of the league and had really nothing to play for, but still go out and fight every single week. Like, that's the difference. Like, it means so much to these guys.
Right.
And I think it shows in their play and it shows on the field and how they're able to bond, how they're able to, put string plays together and just things like that.
Yeah. It's kind of funny to go back and listen to some of the conversations I had with South American boys before the season. And I think Diego Fortuny in particular, he told me, he was like, I've tried to let, these guys know that this is a little bit different beast, I've played in this, I kind of know what I'm getting myself into. And he's like, we're training really hard and I think we're going to be in a good spot. So it's interesting to hear you say because you are not ever going to know exactly what it's like until you get in there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess with that, is there anything that, I mean, like I just said, you're not really totally sure, but what were you most surprised by this year in the competition?
Honestly, just how talented they're, how much skill there is across the whole league.
Yeah.
And just how, for the most part, a lot of these teams are young. Like, this league is young, obviously, right? It just started. It went from Florida Super Rugby.
Yeah.
But just the level of talent and the level of dedication, and only being such a young league, like, and a bunch of young players, it's just prideful. Like, it's, that's the one thing I can take away. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, playing professional sport at any, in any sport at any level, you're going to be competitive. Your colors are going to come out. You're going to show how much you care about things on the field, but it was just a little bit different, here
for
in this competition. And I think that was the biggest thing that stood out to me.
It's interesting you say that they're young too. I watched the Dogos match with Peter Pask, general manager, for those that don't know. And every person, like, on Dogos, he'd be like, oh, that kid is 19, that kid's 20, that kid's 21. It's like, that's insane, man. Like, and they split this, you know, they split Argentina up into these two, you know, monster sides.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is, it does put it in perspective, like, wow, there's a lot of talent around. But it was fun. It was, I mean, obviously results didn't go the way you wanted to, but it was an entertaining season, right? With the exception of one or two matches that, you know, were kind of stinkers. Like, you guys were in every match. You played competitive rugby. It was really fun to watch. And, you know, it just felt like you're right, you know, knocking on the door a bunch of times this year. So, just kind of wondering, was that kind of the same feeling, like, in the locker room? You know, you were just like a few minutes away from a few more wins, and that has to be an encouraging feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I mean, like I said, going into this, we had no idea what this year was going to entail, right?
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of people, you know, all over the place talking about, you know, how shit the Raptors were going to be this year. People not even giving us the time of day, you know, from outside outlets, you know, social medias, whatnot. And no one believed in us, but I feel like only our group believed in us, you know?
Right.
And
yeah, you competed.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I'm getting at here is that, you know, at the beginning of the year, when we first all got there and the, you know, even the first, I'd say the first tour down to South America, but, you know, training all the way up until then, preseason, like, you know, we hadn't gotten close enough yet. And I know it's hard, you know, we're all coming together as a first year team, but great teams and those teams that are, you know, really good, they go through stuff together and they have to build and they have to, you know, build these relationships, which takes going through some shit together. You have to go through hard times. You have to go through some dark places to build that camaraderie. And I think that, you know, as we started gelling and we started going through some trials and tribulations, especially in that first tour, where we felt like we were playing some good rugby, just couldn't close anything out, you know? So by the time we got home, I think we had been through so much already and, like, so much almost disappointment because, you know, we expected more from ourselves at that time. You know, I'll be honest, like, we never went into any single game thinking we weren't a favorite in that, or like that we didn't have an opportunity to win the game. We never felt like overpowered.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that by the end of the year, we had been through so much together and that we had gotten so close that, you know, we're playing such good high level rugby, you know, and we won two games. And, you know, I don't think anybody thought we were gonna win games.
No.
So
You're right. Like, just seeing the chatter online before, yeah, that wasn't the case.
And that's the thing. I think just the whole season it was about building up that brotherhood, and, you know, we had talent all around the board. We had talent the whole year. And it was just about learning how to play together and learning how to play as a unit, and again, just finding that camaraderie, that willingness to, you know, to play and die for each other out there. Like, that's really what it was about. That was what Fortuny tried to kind of, and Diego Magno, like, both were all year trying to explain to us, like, that's how we have to play, that's how we have to be together.
Yeah.
And I just think it just took us a while to realize that and get to that point, but yeah.
For sure, and I think that's something a lot of people don't know is that a lot of these Super Rugby sides, they do that. They've been playing together for years, right? Like, they're always, because they're pseudo-national sides, so they're always playing together. They know each other inside and out. And that's, you know, something that, as a first-year team, that you can't replicate that. Yeah, it's just going to take time. And you have a season under your belt now. And I, like I said, I enjoyed it. It was fun to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next season. I would imagine it's only up from there. Sean, where was your favorite place that you guys traveled to this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. My family asked me this as well.
I'm honestly, that's a hot question, yeah.
I'm probably Uruguay, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the asado there, the beach wasn't anything like too special, but it was just a nice place. It was like, it was very relaxed. Best McDonald's I've ever had in my life.
Oh man. Yep.
I'm telling you, like, they're 100% beef patties. Like, I think those bad boys are real. No, but it was a good place, and Magno really took care of us there. And so I don't know. I'd have to say that was probably my favorite stop on the whole tour.
Yeah, and I think you were, when we went in 21, you were injured, weren't you? So you didn't go on that trip.
Yeah, I just had my shoulder surgery.
Yes, yeah, that's right. So yeah, that's what I remember too. Is Tony Tupo at the hotel? He was like, "You gotta go try this McDonald's across the street when you get a chance." So I was like, "Okay." I went over. It was delicious, man. They're not kidding. And it's just in terms of like a city by the sea, it's very, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's very relaxed. Like, it's not really busy. Yeah, it was a nice place.
Yeah.
A place I would never have traveled to if not for, you know, being involved with rugby in any way. So pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then no rest for the wicked, Sean. You're right back to it, playing Premier Rugby Sevens this summer. First tournament was last weekend in Austin. Mm-hmm. How'd that opportunity come about, and how'd the first tournament go?
Yeah, so last year, actually, Cody Melfi had tried to, you know, get me to get in the player pool. He's, if you guys don't know Cody Melfi, he's a Sevens guy.
Mm-hmm. Friend of the program.
Very friend of the program. Also, he was just trying to, you know, talk to me about putting my name in the player pool. So I didn't do it last year. This year, he texted me again, and so I did it. I put my name in or whatever, and he said he was going to try and get me on his squad. Turns out I just get a random call, call from a coach, or text, I should say, from Jason Kelly, who's actually the Barbos coach, mm-hmm. you know, saying that they're going to take me, and I'm going to play with the Pittsburgh Steel Toes. So it was a complete, kind of like a complete surprise, but it worked out pretty good because, you know, the Pittsburgh team it's like Ben Pinkelman, Alex Wormer, Soups, you know, guys like that. Just a bunch of Denver guys, a bunch of great dudes. That's kind of how that started. You know, I had really no intentions of necessarily playing.
Yeah.
PR, just because, you know, I want to work out and train, and, you know, just get my body ready to go. I was going to just train for Rugby Town, basically. But, you know, I'm happy I'm playing PR Sevens. It turned out to be a awesome first tournament. Awesome. So,
yeah. I watched it on TV. It looked cool. So I reunited with Malik, which is nice to see. Some two OG XO guys.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it looked fun. And I can only imagine that probably helps, you know, get ready for whatever else you're going to do. Is there anything, like, different that you have to do? I know 15-7 is a very different game. So have you had to, you know, start run a little bit more, like, in this little break, or just kind of the same status quo for you?
Yeah, right now it's just about the right, staying on top of the cardio for sure. The sevens is just like it's a beast. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I haven't really necessarily ran more, but you know, during practice and stuff, it's about getting the work rate up and about just, you know, having a high IQ in the field because there's less players and things like that. So it's actually good for the game. Helps grow the 15s game as well as micro skills, the work rate,
yeah,
the chat. You know, it's great. So, and I really enjoyed, you know, the first tournament, the first leg in Austin, except it was 110 degrees every day. So it was, you know, it was like you and you're melting. So that was tough.
Yeah, that's not fun. That's okay though. I'm glad. Like I said, look cool on TV. It was fun to watch. What's the rest of summer look like for you, Sean? I know you're going to be a busy man. I assume we'll see you back here at Rugby Town, like you just said. So. Yeah, looking forward to hearing what you got going on.
Yeah, like I said, man, it's going to be mostly this summer. I want to really, really get my body feeling good and 100% maybe put back on, you know, another 10 pounds before the 15 season in the fall, 15 pounds. And that's really my focus, but also just to keep playing, right, and have fun with it and stay around the game. I think the last, you know, 2 years in the summer, I've kind of been on and off with rugby. Mm-hmm. In terms of consistently playing in the off season, and this year I think that's something I really want to focus on is just staying around the game and just, you know, continue to work and when I come back I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
so that's really the focus, play as much as I can and, you know, and really take this PR opportunity seriously and meet some guys and also just work on the game. Like, it's a great opportunity. So that's what the summer is really all about, is just growth.
For sure. When's the next tournament?
It's going to be the July 23rd in Pittsburgh.
Okay. So you got about a month. We'll be looking forward to tuning in that one too, Sean. So thanks so much, man. That's all the questions I had. Looking forward to seeing you back here around Rugby Town time and watching what you can do in 15s next year as well.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on again. Yep. Again, Colin.
Thank you, Sean. All right. Hopefully you enjoyed that conversation with American Raptors forward Sean Clark. Always enjoy chatting with Sean, like I said, at the top of the show. Appreciate him for carving some time out to come chat with me. He was back at home. And I know the last thing people want to do when they're, you know, at home for the summer is work. So thanks to Sean for always coming through there. Let's go ahead and move into the required reading portion of the show, which is actually required viewing this weekend. And it is brought to you by Maria Empanada. Maria Empanada is Denver's home for rugby lovers. The three convenient locations on South Broadway, Stanley Marketplace, and Riverview make it easy to pick up delicious empanadas on the way home from Rugby Town, USA. Visit MariaEmpanada.com to order yours today. So this week's required viewing, not reading, is a little bit different. This is not something that you can find on the internet or seek out or whatever. But if you were in the Denver metro area on Saturday, I'm requiring that you head over to Prospect Park in Wheat Ridge. It's my neck of the woods, and watch a Denver Sevens Rocky Mountain Club qualifier. Should be a fun tournament. It's free to attend. It's a full day's worth of high-quality rugby sevens. So come see some good teams from around the region. Tournament consists of the Denver Barbarians, the Gentlemen of Aspen, Air Force, the Omaha Goats, Denver Highlanders, Denver Water Dogs, and Colorado State. I will unfortunately be at a bachelor party, so I will not be there in the flesh, but I will be there in spirit. And I will be looking forward to hearing how it shakes out. So go ahead over to Prospect Park. Plenty of parking. Nice new pickleball courts if you're going to go play some pickleball as well. You can make a whole day of it. Edward Meats right down the street. You can get yourself a sandwich. Great deli there. Come on over to Wheat Ridge. Have a good day. Watch some good rugby sevens. And let me know what you think. Let's go ahead and move into Stat of the Week. Stat of the Week is presented by Catapult. Catapult's committed to making performance technology available to athletes at all levels, whether it's the biggest teams and organizations in world sport or amateur rugby players. Catapult helps monitor performance like the pros. For more information, visit catapultsports.com. So I've had my guy Matt crunching some numbers for me over the last few weeks, and he's fed me a ton of great stuff about the Raptors 2023 Super Rugby America season, so I will share some with you right now. This one that I'll do right now, just, you know, nice easy one. List of players who played in all 12 games for the Raptors this season. We had Maki Muti, he played in all 12. Peyton Talia, Isla Leo, Martin Lindaho, Will Crawford, Watson Fliki Tonga, Lucas Gonzalez, Line Latu, Ryan James, and Ronan Murphy. And perhaps the most impressive thing about this list is that Ronan Murphy, he played in all but 10 minutes of this season. So of the 960 minutes that the Raptors played rugby this season, Ronan Murphy played in all but 10 of those. So that's pretty impressive. When I first started this podcast back in 2020, the Colorado Raptors had a prop, Marco Fepuliai, and he played in every minute of every match for those five matches or whatever to start the season. And I had Mark Bullock on, and he was talking about how proud he was that Marco was able to do this. A lot of people online said, if you have a prop that plays that many minutes, it's a sign of organizational weakness. I haven't been able to wrap my head around that. But I think it's impressive when you have these Ironman streaks like this. They play in every match, play in every minute of every match. That seems like a given, right? Like, as a coach, as an organization, that's something you want. You want to be able to count on this guy no matter what, right? No matter what, I know I can count on Ronan Murphy to give me 80 good minutes every weekend. That takes a little bit off your plate. It's a little bit less stress, I would imagine. And he had a great season. So hopefully I don't get that again. And if I do, please explain to me how that's organizational weakness. But yeah, so I wanted to make sure I shared that stat. I thought that was pretty impressive. And especially given the season that Ronan had, he was awesome. He's all over the place. He was super involved, scored some tries, made a lot of tackles, just doing a lot of positive things. Definitely helped the winning of this team this year. Was not definitely not a weak spot on the team. So I want to make sure I talk about that. Now we'll go ahead and close the show with the Loop. The Loop is presented by PhysioPro. PhysioPro is an official partner of the American Raptors. Visit physio-pro.com for more information. Please follow along with everything we've got going on at DNVR Rugby on Twitter at DNVR_rugby. This has been a weird year for me, just personally, professionally, been super busy. Have not been able to do what I wanted to do in terms of content this year, and that bums me out. But we're going to try to right the ship, so I'd appreciate it if you stick with me, follow along. Trying my best to give you guys the best product I can. Just taking some time. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for sticking with me through this weird year. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll catch you all back here next Friday.